The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And listen, it ain't that hard. Get involved in the conversation. Right? All you got to do, I make it so easy, it's sickening. Hey, we're like horse manure on a ranch. You can find us anywhere. If you hop up on the website, you can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll. God bless America. There's ways to get it on the internet, right? There's ways to get it, like I said, by station, by watching live, on our website, on other websites. I mean, there's a gazillion ways to make this happen. So, again, I do appreciate the time that you spend with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. You know, we got some, if you head up to the website, therealside.com, there is all kinds of things going on there on the website. We've got some great writers. You want to check out their stories. Let them know how much you like their writings. You know, it might make them feel good. You can comment on their writings. Give them some encouragement, you know, one way or the other. I mean, if they're really bad, tell them how bad they are. I've got a full story up there every week. Let me know how bad I am. I'm okay with that. I can live through it. Anyway, always a pleasure. You know, today in California, actually started last night. And not that we ignored it, but we weren't going to report on it last night. So the Donald Trump came to town in Southern California. And, you know, Donnie brought his group with him. You know, he came in, went into one of the stadiums. I mean, people are upset as to how many people he's drawing. Now, he must be doing something right if he's drawing all those people in, right? So anyway, protesters down there. Now, I'm sorry. Here's how it works. When you're holding up signs and screaming at the other side from your side, that's a protest. When you start jumping up police cars and breaking glass, breaking windows, breaking windshields, you're nothing more than a thug. It really is that simple. That's not a protest anymore. That's a riot. Baltimore, those were riots. Those were protests. No, seriously. You want to get your point across? You're the nonviolent people. You love to call out the people on the right as being haters and violent and all this other stuff. Who does the damage? Who's really out there doing the damage? It's you. You on the left, you're the ones doing most of this damage. So I saw that and I'm just saying to myself, look at what these people are doing. Now, today was really funny. I mean, today was classic, classic left-hand move. So I don't know, any of you guys watch that, what was going on in California? The California Republican Party's convention. If you're watching one, is it a TRS Cup? Nah, I don't know. If you're watching, look. If you watch today, how they had to get Trump in, and he didn't care. He went all kinds of things. He got in. He went all kinds of ways around to get in there. And what I thought was particularly enlightening was that the people out there protesting him, for the most part, anybody catch this? Were waving Mexican flags. Now, in Mexico, they couldn't do that. They'd be shot for doing that. So here you have, presumably, some illegals up there. Well, otherwise, why would you, if you've become an American citizen and you're protesting on American soil, why would you be waving a Mexican flag? I'm confused. You know, really, if INS showed up, we could have fixed this protest or this riot, or protest in this case. They really didn't get riotous yet. It would have been easy. Yeah, just, you have to, you're either waving a Mexican flag. Give me a break. So here they are protesting a guy that wants to put up a wall to stop them from breaking the law, you know, because they should be allowed to break the law, right? From Mexico. At least that's in their mind. What's their beef? That he wants to uphold the law? And then what do? They start throwing it. You know, they're not costing us any more taxpayer dollars now, are they? And they won't get arrested because they're illegal. We can't arrest illegals. I can't do that. They started throwing the barricades around, if you're watching the video. So, again, not a protest. A riot. Big difference between the two. Don't you love it? Yeah, they, you know, again, a play on words. And you let them get away with it. We let them, whatever, we let them get away with it. Sandra Gibbs is going to join me right after the first break. Sure, we'll have a lot of fun there. And then, first time on the show, but I've been a fan of his for a long time. I like the way he writes. Joseph C. Phillips will be on with me. He is an actor and conservative writer. You remember him probably best for on the Cosby Show. And we're going to have him on. He wrote a piece today, you know, and he called them the same thing I did. See, as a white man, I can't call them thugs now, can I? That's a racist term. So I wonder, if as a white guy, if I call another white guy a thug, is that racist then, or no? I'm so confused. These people have me so confused. I don't even know what to do anymore. So, hey, have you guys been? You know what? He kind of comes off a little bit like this when we get. Have you guys checked out the Star Trek dating site? Now. Don't get all crazy on me, okay? It's weird. We'll talk about it on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Senior Host. Andrew Gibb joins me. We'll talk about it with him, too. We'll be back in a minute. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you are having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
You've woke up to the deception. You understand how big government and corporations are controlling you.
Guess what? The trail goes even deeper.
When you want to learn the full truth, visit toolsforfreedom.com. We take you further into uncovering the conspiracy
than you've ever been before.
Click toolsforfreedom.com. Use coupon code radio to get a free DVD today. Or call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802.
toolsforfreedom.com.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back. You're listening to the real side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I so much appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Or you can send me an email to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Okay, Xander Gibb joins me, as he does every week. We have a lot of fun with some of the crazy stuff going on in the world. Xander, thanks for being with me tonight. I always have a good time with you when you're on.
It's a pleasure, sir, and ditto.
You know, I got to tell you, and don't make fun of me, because I know you're a colorful guy. I'll put it that way. And when I saw this Star Trek dating site, you were one of the first people I thought of for some reason.
Really?
Well, I could see you in a Klingon suit or something along those lines. With a, what is that thing called? A glick clack? Whatever, you know, the big sword thing. Yeah, I bet you know. Come on.
Oh, yeah.
I bet you know.
Cardassian.
That would be a person. I'm talking about the sword that they carry.
Oh, I don't know what the sword is. I'm not that technical.
I went over to this. I don't know how. I know. Nobody's going to believe me. But I guess it's one of the most hit websites there are, not hip, but hit websites that there are visited. And I'm thinking, what kind of people would go to a Star Trek dating website, you know, to find a date? Go over there and look at the pictures. You won't ask that question anymore, right?
That is the word that springs to mind. You know, I'm vouching to be nice tonight.
Yeah.
But I'm looking at this. I'm looking at this site now, and I wonder. It's obviously some sad dateless Trekkie that believes he's going to be beam himself into a relationship by setting up a dating site himself. But I don't know. You know.
Hey. Why don't you beam over to my apartment? We'll check each other out. Like, really?
Yeah.
I mean, seriously. Yeah. And what about the green girl? We were talking about that before.
She looks like she's going to vomit any second, doesn't she?
I mean, let's meet at Star Trek. You'll know me. I'll be wearing green.
Yeah.
I mean, serious.
Yeah, I'll be one with the communicator on my chest, you know?
But I know this, you know, I get the some of the sites, you know, the African-American sites, Christian sites, I mean, dating sites, all those other things. I get a kick out of those. But when I saw this one, man, this is beyond fetish. This is just kind of,
isn't it really?
Isn't it kind of wiggy, right?
This is mild compared to some of the things that are out there.
There's one guy that is got a picture of himself up there dressed as a Borg, okay? Another fellow an older fellow, in trying to look like Scotty, right, the engineer. I don't want to sound too much like a geek here. But I'm thinking this is like the first picture somebody sees of you to decide whether they want to, go a little further with the relationship, right?
Yeah.
Wow. Can you?
Yeah. Can
you imagine your daughter saying, hey, I found this great guy online. Yeah, really? Where? StarTrekDating.com.
Imagine your daughter bringing one home.
He's
actually wearing, like, you know, the full-on garb.
Remember the...
Yes, this is my friend.
Are you going to a costume party? No, I normally dress like this after work. All right, I'm done at that point. Oh, I can't believe it. Hey, all right, I just had to have some fun with that. Let's get more, some more serious stuff. Today, you know, and even last night, I don't know if you've been tracking the Trump stuff. I was talking about this before, and I was saying, look, you look at all the violence that's happening, and they're screaming at Trump for this stuff. You look at the violence that's happening. It's not his people. If you're honest about it and watch it, whether you hate the guy or love the guy, what's happening is it's the people that they're busing in. It's the opposition. It's the no on Trump. You know, that is not protesting. I'm calling those riots. What say you?
I'm a little bit torn on this issue. I mean, I'm not, I make it no secret that I'm not a Trump fan. You know, I definitely feel that he's not running on the right ticket, which is, you know, not a euphemism for anything but the fact that he's clearly not a Republican and shouldn't be, even running as a Republican. But that's a secondary issue. But here's the thing for me. I speak at a lot of conferences and things like that on lots of different things. And, you know, interestingly enough, if I was ever at a conference and some of the things that have happened at his rallies had happened, I would have to stop my speech and say something and make it clear that I didn't hold truck with the things that they were doing, you know, to say that that's not, don't do this in my name because it's not acceptable. And I firmly believe that by Donald Trump not speaking out enough about some of these things, he actually perpetuates
interesting
some of the things that are going on.
And
I will defend him. If I feel he's right, I'll defend him. Like yesterday, those people sending that powder to his family was absolutely disgusting.
Yeah.
Say what you want about his policies. Say what you want about his hair and how orange he is, but leave his family alone.
That orange? Okay. Yeah, you know,
yeah.
But see, this is where I go, I say to you, look, freedom of speech is one thing. When you're jumping up and down in a police car, okay, you're smashing police windows. You're throwing stuff.
Right.
Yeah, that's not protesting. That's just thuggery, right?
No, it's not. You're absolutely right. I totally agree with you.
All right. I want to make sure we can get something going here. Anyway,
I just think it's essential, you know, to actually set your soul out very early. And it takes a lot for the Donald to actually denounce things. And I would have far more respect for him if he were able to say, you know, like with his so-called supporters that have been attacking, making anti-Semitic comments about the Jewish journalist that wrote about his wife. He should say, maybe she shouldn't have written the things that she wrote, but don't attack her for being Jewish. Attack her for her lack of credibility as a journalist. But he's not done that, and I think that's unfortunate.
I agree with you there. I just made the same comment about Cruz, and I guess I could put it on Trump as well. You know, I said when Trump won the five states, Cruz could have said, look, you know what? Trump came out, his people must have done a good job because obviously he won the five states, and we're going to get him in Indiana kind of thing or wherever, whatever. That's not what he did, okay? He comes out and he says, first of all, no big deal. Republicans will never win that state. Not a good general election type of thing. And then he names Carly Fiorina as his VP to take the thunder. All right, for a political move, for a marketing move, great move. Take the thunder away from Trump. But nobody has done this. Nobody has called out their VP even before they get to the primary. And hold that thought. We've got to go to a break because I believe in capitalism. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Be back in a minute. More with Zander. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right, the people at Liberty Health Share have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at emberlit.com.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu, I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Farmington, New Mexico, Thursday, May 12th at 7 p.m. Go to www.cdocinfarmington.com. That's www.cdocinfarmington.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house?
Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Can I get a couple of nitwits?
Listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. I always appreciate the time you spend with me. Hey, head up to my website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a gazillion things you can do up there. And I want your email address. I give the email out once. I just, you know, you get your, if you give me your email, I send out one email a week to let you know who's going to be a show, the topics we're going to talk about, that kind of thing. And you can decide, look, you're smart enough people. Obviously, you're smart enough because you're listening to us tonight. You on the email is a place you can unsubscribe, so you don't have to take it anymore. You don't have to be stuck with it. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you on board with me. One of my favorites on the show tonight is, yes, I said one. Too bad. Get over it. Xander Gibb joins me. Xander Gibb has a radio X-Rad Daily. He's also got a TV show, and I'm hoping for the Broadway play because then I can come out and put on a tux and actually see him perform on stage.
Maybe one day when I get some free time, maybe, because I have actually got a musical that I wrote. I'm not sure how appropriate it is now, but
well, yes.
But still, it's interesting.
Hey, again, look at all this stuff. People don't realize how much time it takes to get ready for even a 1 hour show. You know, to get the stuff together, figure out what's going on. It's a heck of a lot of work. Okay. Target has reversed its bathroom policy. Did you hear about this?
No, I didn't, but that's interesting.
Yeah. Well, you know, in the backlash of what's taking place, and again, some people call it hateful. I'm not so sure I believe that it's hateful. I'm not so sure. I'm sure it's not a hateful move. But what they decided...
Wait, the decision or the reverse of a decision?
Well, it's not hateful. See, people are calling the people who put the protests together on Target is saying they're just being hateful. I said, no, they're not being hateful. They're being real about this. This is a retail store. Now, Target took to heart some of the things that were said. And look, do you want your 8-year-old daughter? Because I remember when my girls were young, they could use the bathroom on their own. Do I want my 8-year-old daughter when a transgender person goes in there and takes out something that the that my 8-year-old daughter may not have any clues to what it's about. Do really I want that happening? And so Target sat back and actually went, well, you know what? We really hadn't thought about this. And so they temporarily suspended it until they can come up with a better way to make it happen. So,
tell me what your thought is. Well, let me back. This is quite an interesting subject because we talked about this on my show tonight and last night. It keeps rearing.
Well, so you've had more rehearsal than I have. All right, well, go for it anyway.
not so much the reversal. Here's the thing with Target. The reason Target showed the support in the first place, I am convinced, because 3 or 4 years ago, the LGBT community, the commercially led leadership of the LGBT community, should I say, issued a boycott to Target for the fact that they donated money to Tom Emmer's campaign. So there was this whole to-do.
Yep.
And I think clearly Target have seen this as an opportunity to get back in good with the gays, to put it bluntly. And you know, I'm not impressed by it. I'm very torn on the issue. You know, we talked before on the show about the fact that, you know, we don't want male genitalia, whoever it's attached to be around young girls, period, you know.
Right.
But my, you know, and I know Tommy is going to have something to say any minute and say we don't have the appropriate experience to make this commentary. But
yeah,
I just wonder, you see, the thing is that this has gone too far in a lot of places. People, some women look very masculine, unfortunately, and I don't mean that rude, in a rude way, but they're being challenged in the bathroom as being trans when they're actually a woman, you know, like born a woman,
right.
You know, lived as a woman all their life and are a woman. But the other side of the coin is I want to kind of look at what you said a little bit, and you said, you know, you wouldn't want to think of anybody taking anything out near where your daughters were. And in a female bathroom, as far as I know, there are only kind of separate units, you know, because obviously women are not equipped to use a urinal.
Yes.
So I don't know how that would be the case. And I just think that I want people to be safe,
right?
But I want everyone to be safe. But I don't know what the answer is.
See, I don't want. I'm tired of the government telling me what's right for my child and what's not. And in this case, what they're saying is, you need to come into the modern century. And this is just the way. Somebody actually said this to me once before. You know, it's a whole new world. Well, that doesn't mean it's whole right. It doesn't mean that everything is right just because it's a whole new world. So if my daughter's not ready for it, I shouldn't be forced to make her ready for it or just to throw. Look at.
No.
This is, for me, I know you're gonna laugh at me, but this is no different than you taking your son or daughter at, you know, 5 years old, 4 years old, whatever, throw them in the pool and say, hey, you need to learn how to swim and walk away.
Yeah.
Right? It doesn't work that way.
I don't think that I don't see your point for 1 minute because I absolutely do. But here's the thing, what happens with a lot of these situations, you do realize that this is more free pizza than you. We've talked about free pizza.
Free pizza, I'm good with free pizza.
Yeah, but free pizza when it is real pizza is great. But what this is a diversionary tactic because they get us to look at all of these issues, while they're doing things.
But let me ask you about this. You really think, because again, they were going full bore with, hey, you know what, everybody gets to use every bathroom, blah, 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 blah. Then all of a sudden, a week later, they're turning around saying, you know what, we may not be able to do this. So do you think there was enough, really, truly enough pressure on them? Or do you think it was a PR move?
I think it was a PR move to do it, and it was a PR move to reverse it as well. Because for so long, I mean, you know me of old, you know, I used to be very politically motivated within the LGBTQABCDEF community until I saw that it was, you know, kind of, you know, very commercially, the leadership was very, very commercially motivated. And I was one of the people calling for the boycott of Target. Because they gave money to Tom Emmer's campaign, and Tom Emmer disagrees with gay marriage and is very outspoken on the LGBT community as a whole. And frankly, nowadays, I don't care. His opinion doesn't affect me or my life. And private companies choose to donate money to all different causes all the time. But it's just cast your mind back to the Chick-fil-A issue, when they said, as an organization, we're only going to support heterosexual marriage and we're only going to give benefits to opposite-sex couples, as in not same-sex couples. There was a boycott called for with Chick-fil-A. And at the time, you know, in my kind of semi-brainwashed LGBTQ state, I agreed with this. But we cannot force people to have ideologies or opinions or to do things that they don't want to do. And unfortunately, that works both ways.
I agree with you. I you know what? Again, I keep going back to I'm one of my favorites, Ruth Bader Ginsburg. She said that Roe versus Wade decision was one of the worst things that happened because we forced people to accept something they weren't ready to accept.
Right.
And she said, and it actually made it take longer, make it more distasteful, and actually made the situation worse. And I agree with that. This is not the way to do this. It is not, you're not going to win.
We actually came to a conclusion tonight on the show that actually the LGBTQ are to blame because I'm glad you said that.
There you go.
they've made a stand on certain issues and they've tried to legislate certain issues which really shouldn't need legislating because ultimately in a more refined society, I wouldn't be gay Xander Gibb. I would just be Xander Gibb. And that's the way more refined people would see me. But when we have an LGBTQ leadership that are commercially led, if there's no issues, they're not making any money. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But they make the issues bigger than they are in order to be able to still be in a job. Just like the guy in Harlem, whatever his name is, the guy who used to be a hairdresser, who every time there's an issue to do with African-Americans/Black Americans, you know, he's there because that's what pays his bread and butter. Al Sharpton.
Oh, Al, there you go. Yeah, we'll be back in a minute. We got to go for a quick break because, like I said, I believe in capitalism. I want to talk to you about a woman who wants all the perks of maternity leave without having any kids. She thinks it's not fair that she doesn't get the same perks. I got a lot to say about that. I'm Joe Bacini, your host. This is The Real Side. Xander Gibb joins me. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the field and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is next week and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's proflowers.com. Secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
Anyway, that's just me. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always appreciate the time you spend with me. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, I want to get right to my guest. Xander Gibb joins me, as he does every week. What is it to the Friday nights? How did we get on a Friday night thing? I mean, I feel like...
I have no idea.
It's like party night or something, isn't it?
It's because I'm sad and I'm a radio talk show host.
Oh, you got nothing to do on Friday.
Yes, exactly. That's what it is. I'll stick with that.
God. Anyway, again, thanks for joining me. I always appreciate it. Tell people where they can get more information about you, your shows, and that kind of stuff.
Absolutely. You can find all of my information at xandergibb.com. You can get linked to my book from there, The Boy from Beyond the Ice House, the radio show, X-Rad, which is every Monday to Friday, 5 Pacific, 8 Eastern. Come and join us. Give us a call. Tell us what you think.
You know what? And let's hear what you have to think about this this woman that she wants all the perks of maternity leave without having any kids. Now, Megan, who is 38 years old, was jealous of the coworkers clocking out for maternity leave and decided she needed a break from her own. Here, the author of the novel Maternity, Mike, what is it? Mira Out Now tells the Post, Anna Davis, why she believes every woman observes mandated, deserves mandated me time. All right, I don't even have to read the rest of this because my temples are already throbbing here. Is this the entitlement that we hear about on a regular basis, right? So they're jealous that, somebody, and listen, if you've been through maternity with somebody or yourself, this is not a ride at an amusement park. It's not a fun thing. Maternity leave, there's a lot of work. There's people are getting used to having a baby in the house or another person in the house, so to speak, and she wants me time. What person out on maternity leave is actually having me time that you know of?
No, none. Because, you know, anytime my sisters have been pregnant or anytime any of my girlfriends have been pregnant, as in friends with girls, I'm there, you know, and I'll go to Lamaze and stuff like that, but it ain't easy. They're not getting any me time, what between everything swelling with their feet swelling and, you know, the baby kicking and them having gas and all of these other things. There's no me time attached to it. But I have to say, Joe, if she's getting it, then I want it.
Why should
she get it and I not get it? I don't think that's discrimination.
Oh, here we go. Yeah, well, breathing is discrimination. Listen, do you know in California the husbands get maternity time? Did you know? Were you aware of that?
Well, they call it paternity leave.
Don't they?
And some forward-thinking companies give their employees, if their wife has a baby, they get paternity leave.
Give me a break.
I mean, fair enough. Give them a couple of days off. But why should you know, if this is the case, then when my, because I supported all my sisters through their pregnancy. That's the kind of brother I am.
Yeah.
And so I supported them, so I should get bro-ternity leave.
Well,
you know?
Well, listen, look it. You hit on something that I can get behind, which is, you know, when the baby comes home at first and mom's not quite, you do need a couple of days to help them get settled in. Most families, like in the old days, most families, you had, your mother came over, mother-in-law came over, or whatever, came over and stayed a while and helped out for a couple of weeks till things got rolling. That was the way you did it, and it was a lot of help there, right? But now, it's I don't know, are we getting away from family? Are we getting away from that whole family thing? And that's why, I mean, look at, Xander, you're about my age, and we don't have to give that away, but you're about my age. And when I grew up, a lot of times you saw the grandparents coming to the house of one of the kids and living there with them and staying with them. You don't see that anymore, or you don't see as much of it anymore. Are we getting away from the whole traditional family unit thing?
Wait, are you 35 too? Because I didn't realize that. But
yes, I am.
I totally see what you're saying. Because, like, you know, when any of my sisters had a baby, my mom would go and stay for a few days and stuff like that. You know, just to help them, kind of give them time to adjust, let them get some sleep. Because let's face it, ladies listening out there, once you've had a baby, you don't get any sleep. Sleep is a luxury. And so, you know, it's great if parents or grandparents or whatever will come and help you during that transition. It's nice that the father does, but does he actually need time off to do that? I mean, come on.
I'm sorry. I know somebody's going to get mad at me about this, but no, he doesn't need it. And what they'll say to you is it's not a matter of fact that matter that he needs it, but it's time for, you know, mommy and him and what have you to kind of bond and get used to, you know, get used to having another person in the house. But like I said, I'm okay with a couple of days. But they're entitled to like 3 months here in California. It's nuts.
Well, there's a time for parents to bond, and that's called college. Let's face it.
Oh, God.
Go on, you're 18. Go out into the world.
You know what? I would
get an education.
Yeah, either you're heading to college, you're heading to work, or you're heading out the door. You have a choice.
Yeah.
If you don't have a job, you ain't hanging out on the couch with the channel changers. It's not going to work for me. But this, we've seen this more and more. I saw, we did a story last year about a woman who wanted to celebrate Mother's Day for any, just out of poke a few people. Anybody who had had an abortion should be entitled to celebrate Mother's Day. And I'm thinking, no. How do you figure that? You've decided not to be a mother. You've decided to terminate motherhood, so to speak. why should you be able to celebrate Mother's Day? I mean, this is the mindset we've got to, or we've taken on, and, well, not we, but.
So know. Wait, did Planned Parenthood start a range of Mother's Day cards now or something?
Yeah, they were probably picking up a few bucks, from it. But it's stuff like that that drives me. It just drives me out of my mind when I see this stuff, you know?
But I think the world is, even from 20 years ago, Joe, the world is just so unrecognizable, and it's all just so PC. And a lot of it kind of makes me want to vomit. I mean, I want everybody to be happy, and I want everybody to be treated properly. Not to the detriment of others. And that's the way that it's going.
Somebody took exception with me the other night when I said we should be looking at the greater good for all, right? And I think he took it the wrong way. What I was basically saying to him, not that you ignore the 2 or 3 or 4 or 5% of the people, but you don't change for the other. You don't change things for 4 or 5% of the people to the detriment of the other 95% of the people. So you find something that can accommodate if it's a real, just for the moment, when we talk about the transgender bathrooms. You don't just shove everything, into two rooms and say, okay, that's it. Maybe the transition is you have a third bathroom. Maybe now the new store is being built, or if they have you build the third bathroom. What are they called? They were used to be called family rooms, right? Family bathrooms, right. Where you can change a baby, you're doing whatever. That's fine. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. No, I was just going to say, I know some trans people, and usually to avoid any problems, they use the disabled bathroom. Not that I'm saying being transsexual is a disability, it's just confrontation of being beaten up.
But it's even sad that you had to think about this. It's even sad that you had to stop and throw that caveat at, well, not that I'm saying trans people are disabled. I mean, I knew what you meant.
Do you know how many contacts I get from people who say that was wrong, and you shouldn't have said this. I'm not so sensitive to this. You have to throw the caveats out there, because if you don't, I would get more hate mail than I do. I mean, after you've had your first death threat in this game, it's all kind of uphill. But interestingly, you do have to be very careful what you say, because if you say anything that is even slightly wrong or people disagree with, they want to jump on you. They want you fired. And the beautiful thing about my job is that I can't be fired from my radio station because I own the network.
It always irritates them when they call certain stations. They go, hey, look, it's a sponsored show. We can't do anything about it. Have a nice day.
Yeah.
Capitalism is wonderful. And so I always got a kick out of that. Hey, we're coming up on it. What do you got? You got any special guests coming on this week? You got anything going on that you want to talk about?
Actually, we have a famous Australian actress. Do you remember a TV show here in the States in the 80s called Caged Women?
Probably not a show I would have watched, but no, I don't remember it.
Well, we have one of the people from that coming on, and her name is Betty Bobbitt. And also, we have Margaret Cho coming on.
You say Betty Bobbitt, and you know what I'm thinking, right? You remember that woman?
Oh, yeah. That's funny you should say that. She's an American. She's an American from Philadelphia.
Yes.
And that was one of the first things I asked her. I was like, do you have a nephew or a cousin called John Wayne? And she's like, no. Definitely no relation at all.
Oh, anyway.
Thanks
for being with me tonight. And again, they can find everything where?
ZanderGive.com,
all in one place. See, you make it easy for everybody. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live, and I appreciate your time with me. Next hour, Joseph C. Phillips will join us after the first break. You remember him from The Cosby Show, but it's not the only thing he's been doing or the only thing he's done. Well, hey, come on back. Don't go far. Heat up your coffee. We'll still be here.